think in a position since like 18.
It's 5 o'clock, so let's call this meeting to order. It's nice to be in here where it's a lot cooler out there. Need a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I'd like to make.
Second it.
Moved and seconded. Any questions, comments? Okay, let's vote on it then. Next item is the approval of the April 23rd minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved, seconded. Is there any comments, questions? Okay. Go ahead and vote on them. Now we go to the endorsement of the study on the Presbyterian. That was a close sentence.
Okay, this is a request from the Georgia Department of Transportation on behalf of the city of Port Wentworth. They want to build a new pedestrian bridge project at State Route 21 at Parkside Boulevard in Port Wentworth. And this is the information the GDOT sent us, preliminary engineering 2016, right, 2017, and construction 2018. But before we can accommodate this project into the fiscal year, the current TIP, we need to accommodate the project into the long-range transportation plan first, or metropolitan transportation plan first. And the amendment process to the long-range transportation plan is two-step process. The first step is for the CEC, not CEC, all advisory committees and the MPU board to authorize the staff to do a further study of the project. And the second step is to recommend, based on the study result, whether to include this project into the MTP or not. This is all of the information we received from GDOT. So currently, what we were doing is we were requesting additional information from Port Wentworth and GDOT regarding where the project is located. Because I was looking for it on the website, I couldn't find that location. So we want to know exactly where and then what kind of, even if they mentioned new pedestrian bridge, but we want to have a little bit more details, the land use and the purpose or something. So we just. And then after we receive that information, we will do the analysis and then report back to you and asking you for your adoption or something. But now, We would just requesting that you authorize the staff to just request more information and do the study. So this based on the participation plan, the two-step process.
What's the total cost of this project?
It's only $1.7 million.
$1.7 million?
Yeah, $1.7 million. Yeah, one of the... yes, we were wondering why... Why GDOT cannot just do it as a lump sum project, but based on our understanding, it's a pretty good project, so the GDOT was ordered to do it.
It'd be cheaper to have yellow cabs there.
but, well, I mean, the study wouldn't be complicated. But basically, we just need to decide whether it can fit into the MTP. If this money is not new money, and we have to balance the, because the MTP, all the cost bands have to be physically balanced. So if we don't have enough money to accommodate it, and we just have to take out some other project.
Right.
And if, we got some information this afternoon at the TCC meeting, that GDOT says this is all additional money. If this is additional money, we're okay with it. If the money comes with the project, we're okay with it. But if we have to take out some other project, then we just have to study whether it's feasible.
So this is just to further study, approve the further study?
Yeah, just approve to, for the study.
I move to approve.
Well, I'd like to second with conditions. If it's OPM, other people's money, proceed. If you find out it's our money,
we
need to have it come back and we need to weigh it against what it's going to go to be taken away from.
Yeah, it's based on the GDOT funding sources as M240, that's statewide, but we still have to, for the MTP, we don't differentiate different funding sources, it just lumped together, so we need to know the total expected revenue for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but if they say this is new money, and then we just have to see what it is new, or based on our total lump, we can just add in the $1.7 million to our total lump or something, and that'll be fine.
Well, the thing is, is it coming from just the general fund, or is it for pedestrian improvements or something earmarked for that? Because even if it's new money, it might take away from a critical project that, does cater to vehicles, but it's, in a high traffic area or a project that's needed.
Yeah, that's
such as, moving up I-16 to widen I-16 from Lyons Parkway to 119 to handle all the truck traffic and just decrease the carnage on the highway.
No, actually, I think Jane did the research and it's the parcel is located in the school.
Well, he's talking about the money.
The money.
I mean, it's a statewide pot, and this is really impossible for us to know what would be impacted if the state decides to... there's a good chance it doesn't impact anything in our area.
Yeah, it's only $1.7 million, so it shouldn't have major impact.
But it's kind of what they do with their infrastructure money is not easy for us to know. So.
Yeah, I'll just second your motion, because the point is we're not going to fund it after you've done your study. Go ahead and do your study. We will see then if we're going to fund it, is what I mean.
Yeah. We are just trying to, currently, we sent them the form to fill. This is what is the land use? What is the environmental over there? So we just need more information. What is the traffic count? So if they can provide that information, and we can just do a simple analysis, and we can just recommend it to you at the next meeting.
Just one more question. When will we be hearing back to the next meeting?
Probably, if they can send us the information in September, in July or something, and we can prepare the information by next meeting. If they don't send us the information, we can probably deal with it in October or something later.
I kind of got a kick out of looking at those funds up there. You're talking about a $1.7 million project and round it off to a 20-cent figure there.
That's the GDOT. Yes, they always do that. So in our TIP pages, and we normally round them all up, but GDOT likes to show all these numbers.
I'll give them the 20 cents.
That could be our local contribution.
Any other questions? Have a motion and a second to vote on it now? Seven to zero. Let's see next. The revision of the improvement program.
Okay, the reason we are doing this revision is because normally we adopt the new TIP in June, and then a new TIP will guide all the project development, but since that term was only extended to July 21st, so we don't get expected revenue, we don't get any information. So we just have to have this four-year TIP from fiscal 2015 to 2018 to be our guiding document until 2018. So what we are trying to do is just to update the project status to make sure everything is up to date. So if the project has already been, the funds have been authorized and the project has been under construction or something, we don't touch it. If it's in 2015, we don't touch it. But if the funds have to be moved to later years, we just need to make an update so that our document is current. So what we were trying to do is to have a project status. We find out what is happening and what is the status of those projects. For example, for the Bay Street improvements, we have preliminary engineering money programmed in 2015. Those funds have been authorized, so we don't have to do anything about it. The funds have been authorized in 2015, so we don't have to do anything about it. For the utility that is programmed in 2016, currently the cost is about $700,000. It has been increased to $1.1 million, so we need to reflect that. And the construction cost currently is $9.6 million. It has been increased by more than $2 million, so we have to do a TIP amendment to update it so that when we have this new updated document, it can still be the guiding document for the project development. So this is basically what we're trying to do. For Island Expressway, the right-of-way program in 2015, there's no way that we can do it in 2015. Please remember the 2015 ends, the state fiscal year of 2015 ends on June 30th. So we only have about 8 working days. So there's no way we can make it. So we need to work.
What held it up?
Huh?
What helped, what made it so what didn't happen in 2015?
Well, in order for it to be ready for the funds to be available, the environmental document had to be, I mean, there are a lot of the documents that have to be ready.
Right.
Yeah, because the county is just not ready for that yet. So the county also proposed to move the right-of-way phase to 2016. So we are doing it as a TIP administrative modification. But most of those projects are not impacted. That's why I'm showing no action over here. Basically, it impacts the 2015 projects. Because 2016, we have July 1st of this year until June 30th next year to make changes if we have any updates. But it's 2015 projects that will be impacted now.
I noticed, I guess, about 10 of these project numbers had action where you moved it from 15 to 16. Is
yeah.
it normally that high? Or was it something specifically, some part of the process fell down this year? Or?
No, it's just if we don't move it in 2016 and then it's, the funds are ready to be authorized the next year, and then we don't have it shown in 2016, and it just won't happen. So we just have to keep the TIP current.
I think one thing that maybe influenced it was because the federal act was extended until May, and then it got extended again, the state put authorizations of fiscal year 2015 new projects on hold.
That was one where the tax income come in, right?
Because they weren't sure they were going to get reimbursed if they laid out money. So that may be why there's more projects that need to be rolled over.
Yeah, because of this MAP 21 funding uncertainty, only 2 months extensions, really, nobody really knows what will happen. So we just have to, I mean, currently we can move them to later years, but they might start development again next year. So we're moving them. The next one is the Crossgate Road, that project, we are moving it to 2016. And Ogeechee Road widening, we have the preliminary engineering funds program in 2015, so we're moving to 2016. And another one is the next one is Svanas, the MPO sector study. The same thing, we're moving the funds from 2015 to 2016. And the I-16 exit ramp removal project, we have the scoping program in fiscal 2017, but as I mentioned, the Bay Street utility fees increased by about $300,000, and this project has a revised cost estimate and released the $300,000 to cover the utility cost increase of the Bay Street. And the CAP special study and the vehicle purchase all moved to from fiscal 2013 to 2016. And then the CAD bike share program, and we're also going to move it to 2016, because I highlighted this in red because I got some information yesterday and I got some clarification at the TCC meeting, so I haven't got a chance to finalize this yet. But this is the TAP, Transportation Alternative Program, for the CAD bike share expansion. We have everything programmed in 2015. But FHWA, because we're using TEP funds, so Federal Highway Administration is transferring funds to the Transit, Federal Transit Administration. So CAT is, as the direct recipient, can apply for those funds after the transfer. But the transfer cannot happen until after June 30th. So we're going to move it to 2016. Another one is Marshland Trail project. We probably will keep the funds in fiscal 2015.
Well, could I ask about the one above that? And I know that there aren't any changes, and so I know that this might be slightly out of order, but on the Ms. Lepsis, the waters to Skidaway.
The Lesseps?
The
Lesseps, yeah.
The Lesseps, yeah.
Yeah.
The Lesseps.
Yeah.
So, I know that, and this is just relative, and Jane, you might be able to help answer this, because we were talking about how the potentially the crossover for the Truman Linear Park Trail was actually right now is scheduled for 52nd Street. And what we were talking, that this one might actually be a less dangerous, and since all this project is going on anyway, and it looks like it's going across the Truman, is there any way, I mean, so is there an opportunity, Jane, to kind of coordinate that?
Basically, that bridge is the same as the 52nd Street Bridge, and GDOT and the city, they looked at, the project's going to include bike lanes up from Skidaway Road to where the Truman Linear Park Trail would cross the Lesseps.
Right.
And they did not include bike lanes any further west than that because of the bridge. They don't want, it's not in the funding to replace the bridge, and there's not another reason to replace the bridge. And the way that the barrier and sidewalk is sort of one piece,
right,
it makes it really hard for them to widen the bridge. The parcels west of the bridge are closer to the road, and they do not want to have further impacts by including bike lanes on that section. So basically that bridge has got the same complications that 52nd Street
bridge. It just doesn't have the traffic that 52nd Street does, I think. But anyway, I understand your explanation.
I'll bet you it's got more traffic.
More than 52nd Street?
Oh yeah, it's very busy.
Yeah. Okay, the good news over here is that we were trying to move the funds from 2015 to 2016, and then we got the news the funds have been authorized. So we're okay. It's about, I think it's $82,000 or $92,000. So the funds have been authorized, that, so the city can use the funds to further the study.
Yeah, right. I know Patty's doing a lot of work there now on that. So, okay, I just thought I would ask, since it showed crossing the Truman, what that could look like. But I get it. I'm good. Thank you.
In the Marshland Trail project, there's a possibility that funds be the oversight funds be authorized in fiscal 2015. So we still need some confirmation on this project, and construction might be moved from fiscal 2015 to fiscal year 2018 to coordinate with the phase one project over here. I think it's a transportation enhancement project, Marshland Trail or something. So we still need confirmation on these two. What I listed over here, some of those are highlighted as administrative modifications. As administrative modifications, if we move them to different years, to later years, it's a minor change, so it can be considered administrative modification, or the cost increase or decrease less than $2 million, they can be considered administrative modifications. So I listed over there, so you can see what these changes are. And also, there are two amendments. That means if we add a project, delete a project, or the cost estimate increase or decrease by more than $2 million, those are considered amendments. So we have amendments, or two amendments over here. One is the Bay Street improvement. The construction cost increased, because I mentioned it was about $9.6 million. Now it's $11.6 million, so it's more than $2 million. It's considered amendment. Another one, this Cambridge Road improvements. This is the Chatham County project. We have some transportation alternatives program funds, federal dollars, allocated to this project, but the Chatham County decided they want to build the project with local money. So they can build it faster, basically, because if you have federal dollars, it's actually slower, even if I think environmental document for this project might be categorical exclusion. So it might be simple, but still takes time. But if county can build it with local money, and they can do it faster, so they don't need the TAP money anymore. And our TIP basically includes the projects that are receiving federal dollars, or the project expected to receive dollars, federal dollars. So since the county is going to build it with local dollars, we need to delete it from our TIP. So the two amendments is to increase the cost for the Bay Street and then delete the Cambridge Road project. So all of these changes, administrative modification or amendments, are trying to bring our current TIP, current fiscal 2015 to 2018 TIP, up to date. So the staff is recommending that you endorse all of the proposed revisions to bring the document up to date, so that we can still keep the document as a guiding document for project development.
How do we
do
the staff recommendation?
We did advertise this as a public meeting, because we are still going through the 15-day public comment period, and we advertise this as a public meeting, but I only see one people over here, but it's my boss. He cannot be considered. So, but we still open the public hearing and close public hearing, I think.
Okay, is there any comments from the audience? The audience is asleep. Okay, you don't need any other action from us then?
Well, we need you to endorse all of the proposed revisions to the Core Review Board.
Okay, so there is a motion required then.
I was making a motion.
Okay.
My motion is to leave report the staff recommendation.
Okay, Daniel. Is there a second?
Second.
Who was that?
Second.
Okay, second. Any other comments, questions? Do you want to move on? Passed 8-0.
Thank you.
Next item is us.
Okay. If you remember in the meeting schedule for all the committees that was adopted back at the end of calendar year 2014, the last half of the year for the CAC was left to be determined. That was because we were updating the bylaws, we knew we were going to be updating the bylaws for all the committees. And at the time, staff was leaving it open to the CAC to decide if they still wanted to meet as frequently as they had been or more on an as-needed basis. And between the calendar being adopted and now, the CAC did decide you wanted to meet every other month. But the bylaws, and that's in the bylaws that have been adopted, they don't say exactly what the dates and times are, though. So now is the opportunity to decide about that. And what staff is recommending is that we experiment with something a little different for the CAC. To have your meeting a little earlier in our meeting cycle so that if you have feedback for us on the things that we present, then we have time to maybe do something with that and then incorporate that into the staff report that goes to the MPO board. So as an example, for the rest of the year, we're proposing that the CAC meet generally in your same months, except for the holidays kind of mess things up near December, but earlier in the month. So August 6th would be your next meeting if you like this idea that staff is recommending. And we're also proposing that your meeting starts at 5:30 instead of 5, just in case some of you have the 9-to-5 kind of job. And it's easier for you to get here on time. So that's what we're recommending. And you can see attached was an example of the rest of the dates. This is a draft showing August 6th, October 1st. These are still Thursdays. And in November and December, because the MPO meeting is so early in December, your meeting gets pushed back into November, and so it will be on the 19th.
What were those dates again?
August.
Right, August 6th.
6th, October 1st, and November 19th.
All at 5:30.
No, Thursday? Are they all Thursdays?
Yes.
Yes, those are all.
And so November 19th is a week ahead of Thanksgiving, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to take action on this, Jamie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's open.
Yes.
It's on the next one, the CAC.
It's open now.
Yeah, it's already open.
Oh, it doesn't open? All right. There they are. Yes, we're recommending your approval of this experiment.
I have a question, or two questions. You ladies are going to have to be here then and later in the evening, sometimes, even though our meetings go pretty quickly, other times they drag on. So starting at 5:30, 7:30, 8 o'clock, maybe even 8:30, or at least 7:30, by the time you get out of here, is that a problem?
Well, we talked about that internally, and we wouldn't have proposed it if it was a problem. So, the meetings aren't usually 2 hours long. So,
I would just add that, so it's not 5 o'clock actually works better for me at the end of the day, but I can certainly, I'll go with the, you know, the group thought on that. 5:30 sometimes would work better, but 5 o'clock has been working well, and so the earlier the better for me on this, I think.
Maybe a show of hands, who would prefer 5 and who would prefer 5:30?
Well, we're gonna vote on them.
Yeah, but if we can just kind of
have get a sense of where we are.
Right.
Okay.
There might be an issue with the meeting room on that particular day on some months.
At 5?
At 5. There's another board. Yeah. It's just that if they actually use their whole 2 hours allotted to them from 3 to 5, then you might not be able to walk in here before 5. But sometimes it's the Site and Monument Commission, I believe, and if I remember correctly. So oftentimes they don't have a site and monument application to consider, or whatever they call their proposals. So they cancel their meetings. But it could be that sometimes there will be a meeting. But I mean, we could see how it goes. It'd be interesting to see whether you all prefer 5 or 5:30.
Yeah. Why don't you take it?
2 points.
Okay. Any other questions?
2 points. One is that. 5:30, well, 5 o'clock works for me, 5:30 works for me as well. But I'm thinking that some people may need to come, some people work and they downtown, wherever, and they maybe even work at 5 o'clock, so they don't have to make it 5. And it's maybe if we get more people, we had a start at 5, we need to start at 5:30. Second thing is that the board is going to change the conversation. We'll probably have some different people on the board, will we not? So consequently, we don't know what their needs would be, so the later we have, maybe the better would be for them, because they too may have jobs or other responsibilities. I understand some of us all have work to do, but the question is, some people may find it hard to be something at 5 o'clock and then leave work at 4:30 or 5. So that's why I favor the 5:30 for those few reasons. Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of 5:30? Raise your hand. All in favor of 5.
Richard.
1, 2, 3, 5. Okay, it looks like 5 o'clock. It's like 5 o'clock is of more interest to them.
Yeah, it's impossible to know what the next group may prefer.
I think we're on committee for 6 months anyway, so.
Right.
Well, the next group's going to be stuck with what we decide anyhow for a while.
Or they can change it.
Whether they like it or not. We're gonna split these into two motions, but question now is the moving of the meeting date to the first Thursday of the month versus the third Thursday of the month. Any questions, comments on that?
What now? I'm sorry, the what Thursday to the...
Moving from the third Thursday, which we are meeting now.
Right.
To the first Thursday of the month. In other words, those dates that are there.
Well, the 19th is not the first Thursday.
That's the Thanksgiving.
It's really just 2 weeks prior to the TCC meeting.
Sometimes it may not even be the first Thursday. If the month starts on Thursday, you might be meeting on the second Thursday, because what you're really doing is meeting a week before we send our package out, and we send our package out a week before the TCC meeting. So you're meeting 2 weeks before TCC.
Two weeks prior, rather than a specific date.
So we wouldn't get a package?
No, you would not get the same package. I mean, you would get an agenda, and you would get materials, whatever materials are ready to provide to you, but they might change, you know, before the NPO board meeting. So there would be, the NPO board would continue to get the comprehensive package, and yours might be a little bit different.
I'm confused.
Talk about the...
As always, when the information comes up on my computer, you know, I look and do ours, and I also go back and then look at the NPO board. Their agenda is not going to be set then by the time we have our meeting.
Right. your meeting's going to be early enough so that we can respond to what we talk about at your meeting. I mean, we might have a good idea of what's on the MPO agenda, and that's the idea, so that we can kind of tell you what we're likely to be talking about and what we know about it out there. Like, we know that the state has requested a TIP amendment, and that's probably going to be on the MPO agenda, but we're not going to have the staff report ready in time for your meeting.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay, I'd like a motion then on the continuing to keep it at 5 p.m.
Second.
Move. Second. Any other questions? Can we vote on it?
Do hand vote.
Okay.
Do hand vote.
Okay. John did. Okay. All in favor of the 5 p.m. Meeting time, raise your hand, please. We can't vote on it here.
Right. I'm not in favor of it. I mean,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. All against? Passed. Next motion will be on the moving of the date 2 weeks prior to the MPO board meeting. Is that a raise of hand also?
We can do this one on the computer.
Okay. Is there a motion and a second?
Move to approve. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Cast your vote then, please. As 3-0. Okay. Okay. Is there any reports?
I didn't receive any questions ahead of time, so I don't have any.
Okay. Answer me one question. What is starting of our fiscal year? Is it July 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we under the item 3 status reports, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Point of information? Right.
Yes.
Are we going to have a report on that?
She has no report this evening.
On status. Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
What is the, and this is under the pre-construction project, it's still status report. What is Quacko Road Improvement Project?
Well, they don't know exactly what they're doing there yet. But they're doing, they don't know
there's
how many.
Survey crews out there.
They don't know how many lanes. Oh, they're doing traffic counts.
So they're actually surveying, and they're trying to do utility locates and stuff. So I'm just kind of curious.
Which part of Quacko Road are you talking about?
From 17 to 95, the 95 bridge.
Yeah, that's the part that this is for. What we heard is that they're having a kickoff meeting with their design firm maybe at the end of June. But they're just getting started, so they're not.
They are trying to decide what are the needs on Quacko Road.
What's the demand?
Yeah, what are the needs? What needs to be improved? So basically they're trying to decide what to do with it.
Okay.
They don't have a concept yet. No.
Okay, well, how about staying on top of that and report back to us when you know something? Thank you.
Anything else?
I don't have anything.
One thing I meant to mention, Tony and I had commented about the assigning of members to this committee, and it was we were concerned, and other people too, that maybe the unincorporated area could be aced out of this, and it passed that the three members from the county have to be in the unincorporated area of the county. So in case some of you didn't get to look at those on the in the bylaws, there's going to be 15 members of this committee, up to 15. Three county, three city, one from each of the cities in the county, one from Richmond Hill, and one from Effingham. That'll be the 15 members of this committee.
I think the concern was that the county, unincorporated area, if it were a city, would be the second highest city population-wise and the highest area-wise in the county. So we wanted to make sure it's not underrepresented.
Yeah, that's why you have three seats.
Right.
Well, the next one, Puerto Rico, has one. So the county has three, the city has three.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, this is a gone down deal, but why is Savannah's bigger than other places, so why should Savannah have one, now the city have one? I'm just curious.
Savannah has three?
Yes, Savannah has three. Yes.
Unincorporated Chatham has three, city of Savannah has three.
I didn't hear you say that.
And every city in Chatham has one.
Yeah, I think we have a language in the bylaws, or the I think it's in the bylaws that all I don't remember. It's just
based on the population. So one seat every 25,000 people. Not the upper limit is three. So I think that's the language we have. So in that case, you have So every 25 is three.
The Chatham County Board last Friday made some appointments. Those appointments are in the mail as of last night. My appointment expired at the end of this month, and I had been reappointed. So I'll be back on the board for another period of time.
Yeah, I think there's some time for us to coordinate with all of the jurisdictions about the appointment, mm-hmm. and so this takes some time. So I think this board will probably keep on working until we get all that board set up.
Well, I think our bylaws say that if no appointment has been made, the current appointment continues until a new appointment is made. Mm-hmm. Any other comments, questions? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We got a vote?
No.